This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Abu Dharr radiyallahu anhu. We've learnt a bit about him. Abu Dharr radiyallahu anhu was one of the earliest people to embrace Islam. He sacrificed so much. He changed so much. Abu Dharr radiyallahu anhu was actually of the opinion that it was haram and unlawful to own more wealth and more possessions than one's daily needs. He, as a matter of principle and faith, he actually believed, and that was his interpretation of verses of the Quran, that it's unlawful and impermissible, it's haram, to own and to possess more than one's daily needs. And that's why he would scold the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. And he was fearless. He would reprimand Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu. He would reprimand the leading companions in Damascus, in Medina. They sent him from, he went from Medina to Damascus. From Damascus, they sent him back to Medina. And ultimately, Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu had to remove him from Medina and send him away to Rabda, at a distance away from Medina. Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu refused to compromise in his position, in his belief. And ultimately he lived alone in Rabda. And part of it was a prophecy of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when in the campaign of Tabuk he saw him coming from a distance. He was missing, so some of the others questioned his absence. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam cautioned them, and then eventually they saw him coming from a distance. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said something to the effect that may Allah have mercy on Abu Dharr. He walks alone, he shall die alone. And indeed, that's what happened. Uthman radiallahu anhu sent him away. He lived alone in Rabdah with his wife. No one there with him. But he did not compromise on his position. His belief was that it was haram to own more wealth and to possess anything more than one's daily needs. And in that belief, he would speak to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. And he was fearless. In fact, on one occasion he said that you will not silence me, to the extent that if you raise the sword over my neck, and if I find that in between the drop of the sword and the severing of my neck, I find a few moments to speak the words of truth, I will. That was Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu. So who can doubt the sincerity, the passion, the sacrifice, and the level of deeds of someone of the caliber of Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu? And yet he once went to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal and Imam Abu Dawood relate this hadith. He went to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he said, "Ya Rasulullah, there is a man who wishes to be with some people, but he's unable to perform the deeds that they perform." Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam knew that Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu is referring to himself and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his noble companions. So he said, "Ya Rasulullah, there is a man who wishes to be with certain people, but who is unable to do their deeds or perform their deeds." Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam understood, and he said to him, "Ya Aba Dharr, anta ma'a man ahbabt." That, "Oh Abu Dharr, you are with those whom you love." So Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu said, that "I love the Messenger of Allah." So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "You are with those whom you love." So Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu said, "I love the Messenger of Allah." Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "You are with those whom you love." In some narrations, he said this three times, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam repeated it to him three times. So who could have doubted the sacrifice, the sincerity, the passion, the commitment, and the deeds of someone like Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu? But yet, they always felt that they were never good enough.